Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The movie title, Now You See Me, Now You Don't, might well describe the state of the Hollywood movie industry. Films seem to be in movie theaters one minute and out the next. That's especially the case for movies when opening weekend box office revenues are lower than expectations. Some movies have staying power. One of these is Now You See Me, Now You Don't, which opened at number one in November and has been in the top 10 since then, including number five for the December 12th to December 14th weekend after 5 weeks. The film has grossed approximately $59.3 million domestically and $200 million worldwide. What is the attraction of Now You See Me, Now You Don't? Simply put, it's entertaining. It has a great ensemble cast. It's a globe-trotting travelogue that includes Antwerp, Belgium, a chateau in France, and a Formula One race in Abu Dhabi. The movie is third in the series about the Four Horsemen, a group of magician performers. The first film, Now You See Me, opened in 2013. The sequel, Now You See Me 2, opened in 2016. The Four Horsemen is a Las Vegas act with magic tricks that rival Harry Houdini, David Copperfield, and Penn and Teller. Of course, the magic of cinema has a lot to do with the magic in the Now You See Me movies, which use computer-generated imagery, special effects, and practical stagecraft to accomplish what appears and disappears on the screen. The plotline again references The Eye, a secret group of magicians who steal from the rich and aid the poor. In the latest, the horsemen are tasked with stealing a large diamond from a South African diamond mine company. The cast seems to be having fun, and they are a fun cast. Jesse Eisenberg is J. Daniel Atlas, leader of the Four Horsemen. There's also Woody Harrelson, Dave Franco, Isla Fisher, Lizzie Kaplan, and Morgan Freeman. Added to the Horsemen are newcomers Justice Smith, Dominic Sassa, and Ariana Greenblatt. Those are the good guys. The bad guys are led by Rosamund Pike as Veronica Vanderburg, CEO of the South African Diamond Company. The dialogue is quippy, the scenes are often spectacular, the editing and action is fast-paced. The director is Ruben Fleischer, who directed Zombieland and Venom. A fourth installment of Now You See Me is already in the works. Now You See Me, Now You Don't is sleight of hand. Moreover, it's sleight of cinema. Nonetheless, it's a fun divergence at the movies. Grab the popcorn. Now You See Me, Now You Don't is MPA rated PG-13 for some strong language, violence, and suggestive references. Opening December 24, Anaconda, MPA rated PG-13. Tom Gormican directs Jack Black, Paul Rudd, Steve Zahn, Thandi Newton, and Ice Cube in the action-adventure comedy. A group of friends remake a low-budget movie of their favorite movie, Anaconda, released in 1997. Then they encounter a real anaconda. Song Sung Blue, MPA rated PG-13. Craig Brewer directs Hugh Jackman, Kate Hudson, Jim Belushi, and Fisher Stevens in the docudrama pop musical. The film is based on Lightning and Thunder, a real-life husband and wife Neil Diamond tribute act from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.